Blog Talk Radio.
From the beginning, baby. Yo, fuck what they think. It's about what we know.
Don't play games. Don't say names. Young fool with the guns out. Blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim. Hit the whole crowd. Boom. Boom. I shit loud. Don't play games. Don't say names. Young fool with the guns out. Blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim. Hit the whole crowd. Boom. Boom. I shit loud.
When they missing, so what they going for? They're trying to play the positions that we was born for. Ghost riding, scoring like 4 or 5. Yeah. We so high, you feel like we skydiving. We all live and everybody can get it. They all with it, but everybody's a critic.
What?
They can't live it, we did it, I put my life down.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm balling with midgets, I put the price down. My rhymes dope and the beats are better. I'm lacing up my Tim's, never creased the leather. My shit loud, I gotta eat like I released the devil. It's all up the leash.
Guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud. I don't play games, don't say names. Come through with the guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud. Never.
It's feel new, but we've been doing this since 06. I ain't breaking nothing down, I want the whole brick. Skating on these motherfuckers like a toe kick. They been talking out their ass and they don't know shit. Affiliated, they really hate it, we all know. Tell them fuck it, send the budget where you wanna go. Dream chasing this paper, I need it pronto. Make it rain on these bitches, go get your pronto. A hell of a circle, we smoking sour and purple. No cake for these haters, cause they just leave and desert you. It's me and my dogs and they will bury and church you. Ain't playing no games, I think it's past me curfew.
Don't play games, don't say names. Come through with the guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud. I don't play games, don't say names. Come through with the guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud.
Yeah. Life's short like Nike, we play loud and we ain't aiming, we spraying the whole crowd.
But
fuck next, I'm coming for right now. And we eating better forever for Lee Child. Never down for a minute, got the team and we winning. Wear the crown like a fitted, they just dreaming, we live it. I want the green, so we scheming to get it. We all lean in the beam, and it's creeping it. Ray Charles with shades on, I'm so fly. We overcharging the game, they know we won't die. I just open the lane, I own the whole ride.
Dance for life
to the death, I tatted it on mine.
Don't play games. Don't say names, come through with the guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud. I don't play games, don't say names. Come through with the guns out, blap, spray lanes. Don't take aim, hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, I shit loud, nigga. Niggas ain't on your page.
is your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. That was Don't Play Games by Pat Gallo featuring DMX. I love that. And just to let you guys know, I've been listening to it prior to this interview. I've been jamming to it at work, jamming to it from work. I really, really like it, and I know you guys are going to feel the same way. So if you have yet to go and check out Don't Play Games by Pat Gallo, then please do so ASAP because you are truly missing out. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Pat because, as you guys know, I can talk and talk and talk, but it's not about me. It's about Pat. So let's bring him on and get in tune. How you doing tonight, Pat?
What's up, Miss P?
How are ya?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm seriously, like, loving Don't Play Games. That's not a lie. Not just because you're on here. I really like it. I like
that's what's
like
up. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
Yeah, so for all those two that don't know that Pat has a YouTube page, because I've been checking you out too on YouTube and listening to your music, you could guys can go to Divine Bars on YouTube and check him out, and also Twitter, Divine Bars, and he also has a website, which is www.divinebars.com. Pretty simple, pretty rememberable, and easy, because I forget everything, Pat, so I love how you have everything. So
It is easy, but like I think that's some people still don't put together the Pat Gallo and Divine Bars thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've had to explain that a few times. You know, where the Divine Bars thing comes from is like, you know, it started out as like a production company, you know what I'm saying? And, and people that didn't know me, they would see like produced by Divine Bars on the credits, you know what I mean? And so they'd call me Divine Bars, you know, like, what's up, Divine? You know what I'm saying? And I'd have to kind of explain to them, like, nah, it's not my name, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a production company, you know what I mean? So with this first solo project, you know, a lot of people were like, well, why didn't you go with Divine Bars? Like, why wouldn't you, you know, but, you know, that's just not my name.
Exactly.
Right.
I thought it was pretty, you know, simple. Maybe it's because I'm into, like, branding and marketing myself, so it totally made sense to me. But I just like the fact that it all flows together because Pat Gallo has Divine Bars. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Period.
Right. Right. Right.
So tell us a little bit about your journey. Like, you know, let's go all the way back, not really to like Pampers, but just as a child, you know. Is that always, you know, growing up, was music your thing?
I mean, music was my thing, but making music wasn't necessarily my thing. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't get into making music till like later, you know, maybe like a senior, when I was like a senior or maybe a junior in high school or something like that, you know? I was always interested in it. What really got me interested, and I've told this story a couple times, is like I saw at one point I had seen like some, I don't know what it was, maybe a documentary or something, but I saw Dr. Dre, and I saw him working with this MPC, which is like a sampler, you know, like a beat machine. It's like you know, the godfather of beat making. But I seen him fucking with it, and I was like, what is that? Like, you know, like, I need to know what that is and you know, how to use that. And that's kind of really what sparked my interest in making beats and stuff like that.
Interesting. Well, you know, it always had to be something that resonated. You know, it just probably took that particular instrument to just be like, hey, you know.
Right. And like I said, like it could have probably been any producer. It just happened to be Dr. Dre that I saw doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it just got me interested, you know. It just got me interested. And then, one of my friends in high school was rapping and stuff. So we were like running around to different studios, just local places, fucking with local producers and all that. And the more like I saw it happening, and the more, you know, the closer I got to it, the more I just wanted to get like my get hands on with it. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of just built from there.
Absolutely. So I see at 15 you got your first tattoo.
Yeah, it probably was 15, somewhere around there. Yeah.
I'm saying
and
this.
And there's been many more since.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I love tattoos, and I don't know if you have ever seen a picture of me, but tattoos are my thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to stop for a moment to ingratiate you for that beginning at 15, because I wish I would have started at 15.
Yeah, well,
more.
You know. it's way more, but it's also something that maybe you would have thought twice about. You know what I'm saying? At 15, you're not really too concerned about, well, I wasn't anyway, about, you know, what I was really putting on my body or anything like that. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Yes, absolutely. So you've worked with amazing amount of people that are well known. So tell us a little bit about, you know, those people along your journey.
I mean, I've worked with hundreds of independent artists, and then, you know, some of like with more notoriety, like DMX. A lot of people know me for the work I've done with him, and Jadakiss. I've done some stuff from French Montana, Tyrese. Man, the list just goes on. There's a lot.
It's a lot.
You know, pretty much all the locks and to all the way down, you know, to underground legends like McGruff and people like that.
Absolutely. I also see that you know Dame Grease, which I know as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I lived across the street from his studio for a good amount of time, like maybe like 7-8 years, and I spent a lot of time over there. X introduced me to Grease, and you know, he welcomed me into his studio, and like I said, I spent countless hours over there watching him do what he does, and you know, working with Dan Vacant Lot and all that. So
Yeah,
I definitely got to give a shout out to Grease, man. He's always been a real dude, and you know, like I said, helped me with whatever I had to figure out and all that.
Yes, so much love to Dame Grease from me too. You know, we grew up together.
Absolutely. Okay.
So anyway, this is all about you tonight, but I just, you know, recognized that little inklet of information, and I was like, oh wow, that's
nah,
awesome.
That's
it's a small world.
Yeah, definitely.
In addition, you know, Miss P is also located in Westchester County, which you are as well. So that's also, you know, like, hey, this is so awesome. Amazing people are not far.
Yeah.
They're right up under your nose.
All.
So
right.
How has the reception been since you, you know, released Don't Play Games?
For the most part, it's been great, you know. I don't, you know, it's been really good. The response from the records, I just dropped a joint called Warning with Jadakiss about like 2 days ago, and that's kind of catching fire and all that too. We just shot the video the day before, so that'll be out real soon.
Wow.
But
you're just busy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to drop this tape, you know what I'm saying? Like it's been a while coming, and you know, it's got some good material on there, so I'm just excited to see the response from that.
Mm-hmm. So what was your inspiration for the video that you have out, Killing That?
I just wanted to do some, like, classy mob-looking type of shit.
I love it.
Yeah.
Very classy.
I write all the treatments for my videos and stuff, you know, and come up with the concepts. It's another thing that I'm kind of passionate about and I like doing. So, yeah, I mean, I just had this idea to do, I wanted to do the whole thing black and white, but the directors kind of talked me out of it, so they added a little splashes of color here and there. But I just wanted something that was kind of like timeless and like I said, like a little mobby looking.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Which goes really, really well with your character, so to speak. Not saying character like I know you like that per se, but just the way you. You know, what you give off, your energy when you're doing your thing, it seems like it's so like you.
Right.
So it totally
right.
had me captivated because I guess the purpose of it all is to captivate your audience and gain their attention. So you totally had my attention on that, and I thought it was like,
yeah, I mean, at the
end
of the day, it's entertainment,
thing.
You know?
Yeah.
It's entertainment. I definitely try to, use real life experiences in my music, but you know, you got to keep in mind that it's also entertainment. So,
Absolutely. So, I know you write, and you are always in the studio. So, how do you decide on what tracks should make the EP or album or a mixtape or a single? How do you decide that?
It's funny because I'm the type of person that like once I put something together, like okay, so this kind of let me go off course just a little bit, but it all is gonna tie together. I don't write to a lot of my own beats, only because you know, obviously people know that I was a producer first. You know what I'm saying? I was producing for probably 7-8 years. I've only been rapping now for like 3 or 4. But when it comes to sitting down and writing, like, to me there's nothing better than hearing a beat for the first time and the inspiration that brings. You know what I'm saying? So after creating a beat, after I've heard it 3,000 times, you know what I'm saying, sometimes the inspiration just isn't there anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've heard it too many times. It's just not exciting me as much as it should or whatever. So, you know, the same thing goes for when I lay something down as far as vocals and stuff and put a song together, I'll ride with it in the car or whatnot and play it over and over and over and over, you know, and pick it apart and whatever, and you know, 2 weeks from when I put it together, I might not even, you know, really love it like I did anymore. So it's tough for me to really pick what records go on what. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that I gotta give credit to. I got a close knit team, you know, that most of them I grew up with, and I let them choose sometimes what we're gonna use as far as singles and shit like that. At the end of the day, I know, like, being a producer, I know what sounds right. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing, is putting songs together and stuff. So I know if it sounds right, but, you know, some of my favorite songs might not be the favorite songs of the rest of the world. You know?
Right.
As an artist, absolutely. I think you're you feel closer to certain songs, you know, and maybe it's not exactly what the people want to hear at the time.
Right. So
I think it's very important just to have a team around you that you trust.
Absolutely. That's very imperative, and I'm sorry to have cut you off, but I just wanted to kind of piggyback on that a little bit. So do you ever worry about the reception? Is this a negative response from people?
Mm-mm. No. I try not to. You know, I make music that I like to make, and, you know, I've been blessed to have gotten, like I said, a great response from it so far, up to now, you know, and if the day comes when that all stops, then maybe, you know, maybe it's time for me to stop, but I really don't worry about too much going into a song, you know, or going into writing something, what other people are going to think. You know, I just kind of try to write from what I'm feeling at the time and from my heart and stuff.
Aw, I like you. No. I mean, I like it. It's real. It's real, and I love anyone who that comes on and just be real about it. You know, you get to meet a lot of people, you know, Pat, and people are so, like, painted on. Like, you really don't know what's real from not real, but I love when I have people like yourself that come on and be like, hey, listen, this is what it is, period.
Yeah, I mean,
I embrace that.
Yeah.
I love that. So when you hear your track being played for the first time, or someone comes back and or you're around and they just happen to play your music and people are just like vibing off of it, how does that make you feel?
I love it. I mean, that's what I do it for at the end of the day, you know? I mean, yes, I love, you know, it starts from me just wanting to get something off my chest, you know, and then when it gets into the hands of people, I mean, I love that. I love when people say, you know, like, yo, that meant something to me, or like that's my favorite thing. Like, I'm not a huge, you know, I don't spend a lot of time making club records and making, you know, a lot of my shit is more just real shit. So yeah, like when people can relate to it, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the album that you're working on now, you know, is it going to be an album or EP? I just want to make sure that I'm...
Nah, you know what? I'm actually going through something right now, which is tough for me. I don't know even if I should put this on the table, but, you know, we just got distribution for what I planned and what we went into this being a mixtape. you know, there's like 18 songs on it. And, you know, 2 days ago I just got an offer for distribution, and now I'm kind of just fucked up by it because I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want me to hold off to be able to promote it and actually put it out and sell it. And, you know, I've been telling people that I'm giving this thing away. So at this point, I'm just in a tough position. You know, I still think I'm just going to put it out because I for free, because that's what I've been saying I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it just kind of threw me for a little whirlwind, you know, within the past couple of days.
Right. But, I'm going to have to revisit that question then, because my question was, you know, what are the messages? Because some people write with themes to, you know, how they put their songs onto an EP and or album, and then some people are just,
right,
like, random. So I was just wondering if you had any particular message that you were trying to convey to your supporters and your listeners.
Nah, you know what? I just went into it, like I said, with a producer's mindset, and I kind of wanted to pick records that you know, put something on there for everybody. So, like, you know, where everybody might not be crazy about Don't Play Games, I'm sure there's something on there that they'll find that they like. You know what I'm saying? So there's not really an overall theme to it. Besides, like I said, I titled it Fly Life Episode 1, which is, you know, just giving the notion that there will be an Episode 2, you know. And Fly Life is just like, you know, it's just kind of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just from the way you dress to mindset and all that, you know. So, like I said, there's not really an overall theme to it. It's just a compilation of my music, pretty much.
Okay, sounds awesome. I'm excited. I don't know about anybody else, because I just was like, you know what, I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be introduced to Pat, you know, because he's awesome.
You're really, really good.
And what makes it so phenomenal to me is the fact that you are in a position to create the beats behind the words as well. I think that's super dope.
There's probably only 4 joints on there maybe that I produced myself. But, you know, I got to work with dope upcoming producers, you know what I'm saying? Like, names really don't do all that much for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around some of the best people to ever do it, you know what I'm saying? So, just to hear dope music from people who are passionate about what they do, you know, that's kind of what drove me for this mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I did produce Don't Play Games with X, which was a funny situation too, how that came about. But we could get into that later.
Or now, whatever you like.
Or now. Don't Play Games was originally, there was originally a different beat to it. I had laid verses to it. It was somebody else's beat, and we were just, X had come into New York, and I had picked him up, and we were just riding in the truck, and this song was playing, and it had no hook on it at the time, so he was just listening and caught it and was like, you know, I got a hook for that. So we ended up, like, going into the studio, like, the next day, and he laid that hook down, and once I heard the hook, I just felt like it needed more. I just felt like I needed to put my hands on it as far as the beat. You know what I'm saying? So I went in and I ended up recreating a new beat for it, which is what you're hearing now.
Which is hot, hot, hot. Sorry, I'm sorry to keep harping on this, but
nah,
you know, it's real. It's real. It's rare. It's rare for me. And everyone who listens to the show knows that it's rare for me to really like a song, honestly.
That's what's up.
Because I'm not into rap. I'm not into, you know, certain type of music at all. But when there is something that gives me something that is like, hey, it's a flow. I can understand the words. It's not bashing a woman.
Right.
It's not talking about bling bling. You know, then I'm listening. So I really like it. I mean, I always like DMX. And then you guys together are really, really good. It all just came together, so I'm just ecstatic about everything.
That's one thing about all the features that I chose for the mixtape. You know, I have X on there. I got Kiss on there. I got Noriega on there. I got Styles on there. I got my man Tony Moxberg and Bassgate. and a friend of mine, Rob G, who's a singer. But all of them are organic. You know, all of them came together. It's just all people that I have a personal relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that makes for the best music. You know, a lot of people want to make phone calls from third parties and try to arrange records and all that. And, you know, I'd rather just, you know, when I make music, I just want it to be organic. Like I said, like, I just want it to come naturally. So, you know, with X, me and him, we go back far. Like, that's my brother, you know what I'm saying? We lived together for like a year and a half out in Arizona when we were working on his album and shit. And, you know, that's kind of really how I got into writing and rapping, was kind of from him, you know what I'm saying? Like, just seeing how he really went in and was so passionate about what he did. And so, yeah, for us to work together is just, it's nothing. It's, you know, we could do it with our eyes closed.
Right, absolutely. So kind of, you know, staying in that position real quick with the, you know, artists and things of that nature, because you said you are open to working with amazing artists. I just got, you know, a text and was asked, because for someone that's tuned into the show, you know, how do one, you know, approach you and, you know, for you to listen to their music, their productions, or, you know, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm always open to listening to new stuff, you know. If like I said, if they're passionate about what they do and they're, you know, that they're serious about it and they're going to hustle and all that, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about business for me. You know, at the end of the day, I still got to feed my family and all that. But like I said, I'm always open to listening to new stuff. So, I mean, like, hit me up on one of the social networks, or they could email me at devonbars@gmail.com, you know, and spark the conversation. Let's figure out where it goes from there.
Absolutely. So you guys heard that right here, that, you know, Pat just gave y'all an ultimate connect. So if you utilize it, make sure you go to him ready for business, because he just plainly said no games. He don't play games.
Yeah.
If you listen to that track, you know he don't. Okay? So besides producing and writing and being amazing, which I think you are, what else do you like to do?
I like to cook.
Whoa, really?
I like to cook. Yeah.
Impressive.
You know, I don't get to do it that often, but you know, my father owned a restaurant for a short time, and he was into cooking and all that. And for some reason, I was never into it growing up or anything like that. Within the past couple of years, I don't know if it's like, you know, owning my own house and having our own kitchen, and you know what I'm saying? It's just something about it just made me start kind of cooking, and I got into it. And so, like, every once in a while I'll chef something up real quick, you know, for a bunch of people or whatever. You know, I like to ride quads and all that. You know, play ball. I'm into cars a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But you know, 90% of my life is music. Yeah.
Right.
And my awesome. And my family. I got two beautiful little baby girls. So, you know, they're very important to me.
Oh my goodness! You know, it kills me every time someone says little girl, because I want a daughter so bad, but only for 5 minutes. So, if it was a way that I could have a child for 5 minutes, I swear I would have
like
so many of them.
It's like one of things. It's like, yeah, you have fun with them, but you get to give them back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I have a son. Don't get me wrong, Pat. I have a son, but
right.
You know, I always wanted
a
little girl. But
I want a son.
You want a son?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. So it's always like that. The things that you want, you know, sometimes you don't get. But you know what? We got what we wanted. We have a healthy children. That are
absolutely
awesome. So the
absolutely
ultimate goal is having healthy, safe babies. So that's what's happening right now.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and if anybody has a little daughter that's cute as a button that I could borrow for 5 minutes a week, I would definitely love you guys to email me. intoshow@aol.com, though. So do you have, like, any rituals and things of that nature that you go into before you go into the studio, Pat? I'm always curious about that.
No, not rituals. Not rituals. You know, I just gotta, you know, like I said, my family plays a big part in my life. So I just need to make sure that they're set and everybody's taken care of before I go and head to the studio or out to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I just need that mindset of knowing that everybody's good and there's nothing, you know, that they need me for. Or else there's no way that I'll be able to concentrate on what I got to do and be creative. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So,
but there's no candle
lighting
or anything like that going on.
Right. So tell me, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be? Or would you just have no, like, guidelines? You're just a music lover for real?
I really don't have guidelines. I really don't. I grew up listening to tons of different music, you know? My mother listened to everything from, you know, the Beatles to Elton John to Billy Joel. And, you know, I just listened to everything from country music and stuff. So there's nothing, like, I just feel like there's nothing, like I won't sing country, you know what I'm saying, obviously, but it's like,
somebody,
I'm sure that I could, like, put a country track together or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing
that
I'm like,
too,
oh, I really.
But don't do it, because I like that, your swag right now. Don't change it.
Nah. Even though, you know, there's big money in country music.
Yeah, it really is. I've noticed that. I'm noticing that more and more.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But that's awesome. So how do you maintain? I mean, you've been out here for a while doing the damn thing, and you've been around a lot of pioneers in the hip-hop, R&B world, hip-hop, R&B rap, whatever you guys call it. You know, so many people confuse me, Pat. That's why I'm confused, because everyone has a different twist to hip-hop and well, the stuff now that I'm scared to say things. I'm like, what is it?
Right.
What's the genre? Tell me. But anyway, long story short, how do you maintain being so humble? Because you never know, you know, a person's personality until you get to talk to them. And I'm just like, wow, you're really just laid back and awesome. How do you maintain that?
I just keep real people around me. I come from that. You know what I'm saying? I come from just reality, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just not that person to go jump out the window and start acting all Hollywood and crazy and shit, you know? Like, it's just not who I am. So I mean, it's easy for me, you know? It's not a hard thing. It's just everyday life.
So did you feel like through your journey of, you know, as things started, you know, building around you, like people, notoriety, and things of that nature, has, you know, people around you changed in general? Treat you differently, or people
maybe
that you thought were friends, not friends anymore?
Maybe. I'd like to think that it hasn't, but, you know, I'm sure it has. You know, like I said, I kind of just keep the same people that have always been around me now. You know, for you to really get into my circle, you probably have to just show me something, and it might not be fair to other people, but I'm just, you know, I'm very cautious about who I'm around and what's going on. You know, I've just seen a lot of shit. You know, like you said, through my travels and through being around people that really have done it really big. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of know what to look out for, and I'm just a very good judge of character, you know. Like I have that ability to read people probably within the first couple minutes of meeting them. So there's only a few characters in this world, you know. There's only a few categories, I feel like, that each person can fit into. So, you know, if I notice something that's just in one of those other categories, then I just kind of stay away from it.
Absolutely. I totally understand that. So I'm just curious, you know, and I always like to know, you know, what you have to say to those that are, like, trying to pursue your journey, so to speak, walk in your shoes, you know, get to where you are in the industry. What words would you leave them with?
I mean, I would just tell them that, you know, nobody can have the same exact story, you know. So you just got to do what you do and do what works for you. And, you know, you have to just focus on you have to decide what you want to do and who you want to be and head straight for the goal. You know what I'm saying? Don't go left. Don't go right. Just stay straight on what you want to accomplish, and eventually you'll get it done. You will get it done. You know, you do have to be ambitious, and you do have to go out of your way sometimes. But you know, if you really do work hard, you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
Absolutely.
You know, I just feel like so many people see how other people have done it, and they want to try to emulate that or copy that or, you know, try to walk down the same road. And no two people can walk down the same road. It's physically impossible. So, you know, just concentrate on you and do what you do best. And like I said, figure out what you want to do and go do it.
Absolutely. I think that was very, very good. Very, very good. So with that being said, Pat, can you tell everybody what to expect when that album releases? What do we have to look forward to?
Just great music. Nah, you know, it's dope music. You know, it's me. I took the time to put my best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't put out something that I felt wasn't worthy of being put out. So, you know, I just hope people, you know, receive it the way that I feel like it could be received and should be received, and you know, just expect good music.
Absolutely. So let me know, or let us know, I should say, is there any place that we can catch you live, any upcoming tours or venues that you're going to be performing at?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta figure it out, like the exact dates, but I mean, I got a couple of shows coming up in New York City, and this might not pertain to anybody that's listening, but I plan on doing China in the spring, and I'm supposed to do some things in Europe and all that. So, you know, I'm just trying to make 2013 a big year. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So just stay posted to you know, the social networks and all that, and I'll definitely keep everyone posted on where I'm going to be at. The mixtape drops January 14th. If you know, God willing, as long as there's nothing else changes, January 14th, Fly Life Episode 1 will be out.
Absolutely.
And look out for that new video, that me featuring Jada Kiss. It's called Warning. The song's on the internet right now. You can find it anywhere. Just search for it. And the video is going to be crazy. So just look out for that.
Definitely. I'm actually going to play Warning in a few minutes. We have T. Weston Reed in the chat room, and she wanted to know what was your sign, because you sound like a Leo from the things that
Pisces.
You're saying. She says, he's a Pisces,
Pisces.
No Leo. Ha ha. No.
Well, I'm kind of interested on why she thought I was a Leo. You know, I'm kind of into the sign things and all that.
She's typing it out now, so we'll wait a few while she's responding to that. And tell everybody, while T. Wessons is responding, tell people where they can find you on social media so they can stay in tuned.
Yeah, Twitter is Divine Bars, DiVineBars. YouTube is Divine Bars. My Instagram is Divine Bars. The only thing that's different is my Facebook is Pat Gallo Official.
Right.
And yeah, YouTube. Definitely go to YouTube and check out those visuals.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I cannot wait. T. Austin, I know you can type faster than that woman. Yeah, so I guess it was just like the powerful things that you were saying. Okay, we have our response.
Okay.
She said, I'm touring with him even if I have to sneak into his luggage. She said, she's touring with you. But we want to know, why would you think he was a Leo, T. Austin?
Yeah,
was
I mean,
it the powerful,
it's no big deal.
Profound
I was just
thing that you say? It's probably because of all the pounds, you know, profound stuff you were saying.
Okay.
You know, and she's a Leo.
I'll take that.
So she probably was feeling like, oh, wow, that's really, like, you know, head on or whatever, and probably
right,
close
right.
to her personality traits as well. But
right,
Pat, I just want to thank you so much. I mean, when you drop
anything. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
When you drop anything, is there something that we can do to help, like, promo it or give people, like, the listeners? You know, just keep me posted.
We should do this again after I drop the tape.
No, we are going to do this again because we're not losing contact with each other. Ever. You should ask people. I become their worst nightmare. Like, do you have anything you want me to talk about? Do you have any new music? You know, because I'm constantly wanting to ingratiate people and support, because without positive people out there being genuine in this world, then nothing will ever really circulate the way it needs to. So I'm genuine.
I totally agree. I love to love
and I love to support. So let's please stay in contact. Don't let this be the last time we speak.
No, let's do it. Definitely.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Bye. Yay, guys. So that was Pat Gallo, and this is Pat Gallo featuring Jadakiss. Warning. Check it out and let me know what you think.
Divine Boss.
Divine Boss.
Yeah. Savino and some mixtapes and Reno with a mixtape. These dudes talking shit about the kid, they even piss face. They could choose to play it safe, but I'm a risk taker. Might have lost a couple deals, but I don't miss fate. Nah, I'm down for dollars, but it's more about the loyalty. I can tell they're scheming by the way they've been avoiding me. They don't understand that all they're doing is annoying me. I've been playing chess since adolescence, they a toy to me. I just want a couple M's and an M6. I ain't spend my life perfecting getting them rich. I came up off the bench, respect the Jeremy Lin shit. They just run their mouth pretending like they in shit. It seem like fakers running rampant like an outbreak. Black diamonds make your bitch doing about face. I'm on fire, start a riot for that loud kick. Take the crew to Peter Luger's 20.
Tell them I got this and tell them I'm on it. She know that they not this and tell that she want it. They know that I got hits and this is a warning. So pass me the rock, I'm getting hot and I'm scoring. Said that she gon' ride for me. She said she died for me. Make her take a stand, she raise her hand and she gon' lie for me. She said she gon' pluck a star out the sky for me.
Yeah,
you know she always keep a fly for me.
No, they say real niggas is hard to come by. Last of a dying breed, I'm on the alumni. Spend money, fuck bad bitches, get dumb high. Some get 3 strikes, others get 1 try. Yeah, we way past the guap. She gon' be right here till the casket drop. When the good times roll, when the ratchets pop. Know that I can keep going, I don't have to stop. Nah, in good hands, she'll never worry. Cause I'm just a legend being legendary. We stand firmly behind ours, and the bars is divine, cause I fuck with divine
tell
bars.
Tell them I got this, and tell them I'm on it. She know that they not this, and tell that she want it. They know that I got hits, and this is a warning. So pass me the rock, I'm getting hot, and I'm scoring. She said that she gon' ride for me. She said she died for me. Make her take a stand, she raise her hand, and she gon' lie for me. She said she gon' pluck a star out the sky for me. You know she always keep a fly for me.
Hope they hear me loud and clear like an acapella. Addicted to getting cheese, where the mozzarella? Money talks, so there's really nothing you could tell them. Plus I heard it all before, nothing you could sell them. Yeah, I've been around the block like the blue and white. Plus I'd rather do the grave than to do the strike. Try to put me upstate, but I knew my right. Jesus pieces every day, staying true to Christ. Breaking dope up on the beat, take another hit. Need a rolling presidential like the government. Red wine with my dinner like the covenant. White beat and some J's on my stomach shit.
Tell them I got this and tell them I'm on it. She know that they not this and tell that she want it. They know that I got hits and this is a warning. So pass me the rock, I'm getting hot and I'm scoring. She said that she gon' ride for me. She said she died for me. Make her take a stand, she raise her hand and she gon' lie for me. She said she gon' pluck a star out the sky for me. You know she always keep a fly for me.
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go.